I'm telling you the truth. Am I telling you the truth?
Even make you check yourself out.
What's that?
You find something, you have to check yourself out.
Check yourself out.
You can't even let go. There's no checker. You got to go check yourself. You do all the work.
You do all the work. I got good news for God's people tonight. I said, we're going to cross over in the midst of a storm. We're going to the other side. Say, we're going over to the other side. Say, we're going over to the other side. The Lord told them when they crossed the Sea of Galilee, said, we're going over. I already gave them the word, we're going over. Say, we're going over. And he was sleeping. Today, people can't even sleep at night. Worried about what's going to happen next week or next month, or how they're going to meet their payments. People can't sleep. But the Lord told his disciples, he said, we're going to make it. And in the midst of a storm, he's sleeping, and the disciples are fearful. They didn't listen to what Jesus said. He already told them. He told them, we are going to make it. We're going over to where? Where are they going? To the other side. He got up and he rebuked them. I said he rebuked them. And he also rebuked the storm. And you know what that meant, to rebuke the storm? That word rebuke means to muzzle. You don't muzzle God. Everyone thinks storms are from God. No, goodness of God leads you to repentance. Yeah, so good. That word rebuke means to muzzle. He muzzled the devil. Sandy was not from God. The storm that you had was not from God. Say, it wasn't from God. But you know what? Out of evil, God brings good. It gave a lot of people jobs. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. I said, out of evil, God knows how to turn it around, and God knows how to bring good out of evil. Can you say hallelujah? Let the devil rant and wave, and you go ahead and feel sorry. Sit under the pomegranate tree. Oh, God, drop your blessings now. Come on, Lord, I'm in church today. Some people think going to a building, they're going to get the attention of God. Going to a building don't get God's attention. What gets God's attention is your faith. All things are possible to them that believe. Can you say hallelujah? How many believers do we have here tonight? How many believers? Hallelujah. How many are watching us tonight are believers? Well, if you're a believer tonight, do something. And what can they do if they're a believer?
Scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a link that says, click here to give online. Click the link, follow it, fill it out, honor the Lord in your giving, and God will bless you.
Let me hear that one more time.
God will bless you if you honor him in your giving. You scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a link that says, click here to give online. Click the link, follow it, fill out the form, bless the Lord, and God will bless you.
And God will bless you. Say, God, I need to be blessed tonight. He says, you have not because you ask not. You know what the word ask means? To demand. Everybody said, I demand my rights. You have not because you don't demand what belongs to you. The heavens suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. You know what that means, violence? You got to press your way in. Everybody say, I'm going to press my way in. You got to press your way in. The woman pressed the way in, and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She pressed the way in. A lot of people were there, but only one woman got a miracle. A lot of people were there, but only one woman got a miracle. Who touched me? The disciples said, what do you mean? There's people all around you. Look at the great crowd of people pressing in on you. But only one got a miracle because she touched the Lord in faith. Can you say hallelujah? If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll get a miracle. Hallelujah. I said, God will give you favor. God gave Joseph favor in prison, and God gives him favor, and he becomes second in command in all of Egypt. God gave Daniel favor. He was taken into Babylon, as a slave. But God gave him favor, and he became second in command in all of Babylon. I said, God will give you favor on the job. God will give you favor with people that are around you. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. Go ahead, keep sitting under the pomegranate tree. Just keep sitting there. You know what the Lord said about the centurion that said, speak the word only? Lord said, I haven't found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. I haven't found so great a faith in Israel. In Matthew, the 8th chapter, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. You see, you don't lose your identity. Amen. I'll tell you that one more time, and you're not going to lose your color either. You don't lose your identity, and you're not going to lose your color. The only thing that's going to change is you're going to have a new body, and you're going to be slim and trim the rest of your life. You're going to have a glorified body. Can you say hallelujah? You're going to have a new body, but not a new color. And not a new name. Whatever your name was here, that's what your name. He said Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't lose their identity. So whatever color you are here, you're going to remain that color. Amen. God loves color. Say, God loves color. God loves color. Wouldn't it be a terrible garden if there was only white roses in the garden? Hello? Who wants to go to a garden with just white roses? I want some red roses. I want some yellow roses. I want some black roses. I like my garden to look pretty and beautiful. Can you say hallelujah? You know why? You got to be an artist to have an imagination. And the problem today is people don't have an imagination. And the word of God says without a vision, you're going to perish. People don't have an imagination. And that's why they're perishing. They can't think ahead. Who's this here? Black young man, 10 years old, beaten by his father. What was his name, Kevin?
Tyler Perry.
And what did he do? What did he accomplish?
Tyler Perry is very big in Hollywood. You've probably seen his shows on television, many movies. He's a writer, a producer. He has shows on TV for many years. He's also produced many movies. But as a young child, his father beat him. He was also molested. All these things, but his mom took him to church. So that's where his comfort and strength came from.
He said, my comfort wasn't going to church. And he just gave to Bishop T.D. Jakes $1 million offering this past month. Everybody say $1 million.
$1 million.
How much?
$1 million.
How much?
$1 million.
If you can't give God $100 or $1,000, how are you going to give God $1 million offering? Oh, I just don't have it. Well, you never will either. Shall men give unto your bosom? Who gives unto this man? Men. He has an audience every week, I think they said, of 35,000 people, audiences, wherever his plays are. Hello? He has more going to his plays than people going to ball games today. Was he worth in the past, in 2010 and 11, he made $130 million that year?
Just in that one year, $130 million.
In one year, a little black boy, beaten. Oh, my background. Oh, you don't know where. Oh, baloney. And if we were in church, I'd give you another word for that. I'll call it baloney. I'll say bull spit. Everyone say bull spit. A lot of bull spit going around the world today. I'll just tell you the way it is. But Paul was rude when he spoke. Oh, we got to preach him. He's not rude when he speaks. Well, I'm rude like the Apostle Paul. Get down where people live. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So here's a young kid whose mother took him to church, even changed his name to get away from his father's name. That's how much he was beaten when he was a child. He said, I don't even want to carry my first name. What was his first name, Kevin? Emmett?
Emmett.
Emmett, and he changed it to what?
It's Emmett Tyler. He just dropped the first part, so it's Tyler Perry.
To Tyler Perry. We're always talking about our background. Oh, our background. If I just had a chance in life. Oh, the white people, oh, the black people, or this one, that one, or the Japanese, or those in the Middle East. They have more opportunities than we have. No, you can make your own opportunity. Can you say hallelujah? I said, you could. That's why Jesus, the children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. Why? Because of the word dominion. The church don't know what dominion is. That's why the Lord says to Peter, I give to you the keys to the kingdom. What does that mean? I'm giving you dominion. But the church sits around, they don't know what dominion. They don't know every time you honor God, you got one of the keys to open up the treasures in heaven. That's one of the keys, one of the many keys. Say, I got a key. But they don't believe in keys. That's why the Lord said the children of this world and their generation are wiser. Why? Because when God told Adam, have dominion, there was no Bible then. There were no preachers then. That was to all people. It wasn't only to the believer. That word dominion was for all. Say, all people. And it's still in effect today. Whatever Adam named the animals is still in effect today. You don't call an elephant a cockroach, do you? It's still an elephant, isn't it? I said, is it still an elephant? Whatever he named it, that's where they are today. Whatever you name, you claim, because then it belongs to you. Can you say hallelujah? But we don't name it and we don't claim it. Whatever he named, to this day, that name still stands. Whatever he named the animals. And the world today, and Jesus commended them, he says, the generation of this world are wiser than people that go to church. I'm telling you what Jesus said. Don't look at me. Because we're waiting like Saul. Lord, drop an apple down. Lord, give me $1,000. Lord, give me $100 right now. Lord, I need some money. Hallelujah. I'm in church tonight, Lord. What are you going to give me?